Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. I know, you're probably thinking, Dylan, another day, another start nugget of wisdom. And hey, you wouldn't be wrong. But trust me on this one, today's topic is gold. We're talking about finding joy in the present moment, something we could all use a little more of, right? I mean, let's face it, life can be a whirlwind. Between deadlines, to-do lists longer than your arm, and that constant scroll through social media, it's easy to get caught up in the past or worry about the future. But here's the thing, true joy doesn't lie in chasing some imaginary someday. It's right here, right now. So, are you ready to unlock the secret? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you find that elusive joy in the present moment. First up, mindfulness is your best friend. I'm not talking about meditating for hours on end, though that's awesome if you do. But simply paying attention to the little things, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of freshly brewed coffee, or even just the sound of your breath. When you actively engage with these sensory experiences, you bring yourself fully into the present moment. Ever notice how sometimes you're so caught up in your thoughts that you miss out on the beauty around you? Yeah, I've been there too. It's like watching a movie while scrolling through your phone, you're missing half the experience. Number 2, let go of what you can't control. This is a big one, folks. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But dwelling on things outside your control only creates unnecessary stress and anxiety. Think about it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose how to react to it. Raining cats and dogs? Put on your favorite playlist, grab a cozy blanket, and enjoy a good book. Sometimes, those little moments of surrender can be surprisingly liberating. Next up, practice gratitude. Sounds cheesy, I know, but seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that amazing cup of coffee you just had. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Number 4, cultivate meaningful connections. Human connection is at the heart of joy. Spend time with people who uplift you, who make you laugh, and who support your dreams. Nurture those relationships because they are truly invaluable. Remember that saying, it's not about how many friends you have, but the quality of those friendships. So true. And finally, find your passion. What sets your soul on fire? What activities make you lose track of time? Whether it's painting, hiking, playing music, or anything else that brings you joy, make time for it. Pursuing your passions not only adds meaning to your life, but also boosts your overall happiness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're sitting in a beautiful park, surrounded by trees and the sound of birds chirping. You take a deep breath of fresh air, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. A gentle breeze ruffles your hair as you close your eyes and savor this moment of peace. You smile, realizing that true joy lies not in chasing something beyond reach, but in appreciating the simple beauty of the present moment. That's what we're striving for here, folks, to cultivate a sense of contentment and gratitude for this precious life we have. Remember these key takeaways. Mindfulness, letting go of what you can't control, practicing gratitude, cultivating meaningful connections, and finding your passion. They might seem like small things, but trust me, they make a world of difference. So, go out there and sprinkle some joy into your day. Take a moment to appreciate the little things, connect with the people you love, and pursue what sets your soul on fire. And hey, if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, just remember to take a deep breath and return to the present moment. You got this. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate life with clarity and purpose. Until then, stay focused, stay positive, and keep finding joy in the everyday.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.